So we were at Appalachia Solar where we began, and you wanted to talk about Atlanta.
Right.
And from Appalachia Solar, the river went into the Flint and up to Atlanta. These entire river systems supported plantations, cotton being the principal commodity, was all ferried downriver to Apalachicola. And during the early years of the 30s, the 1830s, 43 brick warehouses lined the waterfront of Apalachicola, storing cotton to be exported to the continent and to England. And during this period of time, John Gorey, a doctor, having trouble with fever patients and in attempting to bring down their temperatures, developed an artificial ice machine with compressors. And in this way, he could cool a room and cool the body temperatures of his fever victims. And John Gorey, by doing this, invented the present day air conditioner. Atlanta, I think prior to being Atlanta, it had a different name. But with the coming of the railroads, and as a railroad hub, it developed into the principal city of the entire South. And while I haven't been in Atlanta in more than 50 years, except to fly through, I have lit down a few times before the days of jets into the Atlanta Municipal Airport. In fact, on one trip from Chicago to Knoxville, we came to Atlanta and we were fogged in. So we were held in a staging pattern and made three trips, flybys, into the naval airfield in the hopes of setting down. But each time the rolling ground fog would come in ahead of us and we had to again take off. And I often wondered while setting up there, do we have enough gasoline in this airplane to abort to another port? But we finally set in. And after changing planes to a Los Angeles Miami plane, my destination Jacksonville, it was late in arriving, but when we finally took off, as I recollect, we were 55 minutes from Atlanta to Jacksonville, setting then a record. Coming into Jacksonville, there was a severe thunder and lightning storm at the airport, but the pilot decided to go in anyway. The stewardesses advised us to hold tight, and they sat down and held on. And as we came through the clouds, it was the same sensation as surf boating in a small boat through a treacherous surf. The sway, the give and take, the yaw and gain as you came down, and our wings were flapping like a vulture in the air, but we made it safely. I recall many times going through Atlanta in the early 1920s by automobile. And little traffic in those days, good accommodations, anywhere you could stop and ask people on the sidewalks or on the roadside directions. But don't ask a Georgia Tech student